It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robinhood Radio's roving, roaming reporter. Ruth, you are out there. What's going on?
Well, Northwest Corner, along with places around the United States on Saturday, had hands-off protests. This is in response to the current administration, Trump and Musk, and concerns and fears over the cuts that they're making in various avenues. There were estimated more than 400 people on the lawn at the White Hart on Saturday, even in the rain. In Cornwall, there were about 250 out on the Triangle on Routes 7 and 4. Friday night, Hotchkiss School hosted a volunteer recognition and recruitment event. As you know,
was that Hotchkiss School or Hotchkiss Library?
Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. As we all know, volunteers are the mainstay of all these organizations, nonprofits, boards and commissions and towns. And so it was a way of thanking people. It was also a way of recruiting, hopefully, and showing people what committees and
Was there enthusiasm?
Yeah, they had a nice turnout. There were 18 represented, 18 nonprofits represented, anything from Sharon Daycare to the Community Foundation to the, well, it was sponsored by the Hotchkiss Library, the Sharon Audubon, and the Sharon Historical Society. So, of course, they were there. And then there were, as I say, the ambulance squad, the women's club, you name it, anything in Sharon. And, and the organizers, too, were very pleased and are hoping that they'll get some response after the event. Amanda Freund really did a job on Shark Tanks that aired on Friday night. As you know, she was pitching her cow pots. Those are the planting pots that are made out of composted manure. She and Bessie, the inflatable cow, did a really terrific presentation. She handled herself. Everyone, all the reviews said she really did a fine job. And she held firm, and she got Kevin O'Leary, who's known as Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful, yeah. There's the money bags.
Yeah, first time I watched it, so I'm not familiar with these people. But she went head-to-head with him. He's the cow pots, they're now diversifying a bit and using the materials for packaging for wine bottles and candles and things. So that was some of the focus of her presentation. And I guess Mr. O'Leary is into packaging, so she stood firm.
He's heavy into wine.
He's our Canadian. He's our Canadian representative.
Yeah, he's the wine guy. He's all over wine. Oh God, yes.
Okay.
He has like these incredible collections of Lord knows what kind of wines that no one's ever heard of.
Like the wine. I'm sure the wine.
That was the attraction.
Okay, and she asked for $200,000. And would give 10% equity in the company. And they went head-to-head, and he said he wanted 25%. She said, nope, sticking with 20%. They went head-to-head, and he offered 22.5%. She said, nope, can't do it. And he finally came around, and so gave her she's given him the 20%. So.
Well, that's a good sign, because he's tough with his stuff. And if he let her bring him down, that's very unusual with him. So
Well, yeah, that's why I guess people were so encouraged by...
She's got a good partner to hook up. Most everything he gets involved with turns into bright gold, without a doubt.
And he's
a great assist. What are they trying to do? Expand manufacturing, or what exactly is this about?
Yeah, it's more to... they always use, more funds. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So by And again, as she said, the plant pots are seasonal. You know, you can only sell them a certain time of the year. So they really had to think about ways of expanding their operation. And so they came up with the packaging. So she showed prototypes of what it would look like, the wine and the corners that you see in packaging, those sort of triangular corners that they use. And
where are they made?
Right there in East Canaan.
Okay, and they can do their expansion here in East Canaan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they're it's an amazing operation. Incredible.
I knew from the cow pots, but I didn't know. So that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So am I getting this right? The packaging is also made from the manure?
Yes.
Yes. It looks like the cow pots, if you've seen them. Those are basically square.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So these are made into different shapes.
No reason why not. You know, absolutely no reason why not. There's so much that if you realize that you can make a vehicle out of hemp, then, you know, there's no reason why you can't make perfectly durable, tasteless for the wine drinkers or whatever, out of...
No odor, no nothing. The Friends have been very proactive in diversifying. So this is just another way. I mean, they have the catering and greenhouse. You know, they knew that dairy farming was not...
Yeah, I was going to say, the small farmers, to be sustainable, have to branch out because, dairy farming, which was a super thing around here many, many years back,
no longer
is literally non-existent now.
Yeah. But for as long as I've been up here, for as long as I've been up here, they have basically, in other words, decades, they have been diversifying. Or they have been adding on.
Well, yeah, over there, because you know, I'm talking the farms, the cow farm, the dairy farms, and everything were here in the 70s and somewhat into the 80s, but then everything started moving in other directions, and so
diversified. They actually have sold off their herd.
Have they?
The cows are still there on the property.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else, it's Canaan Viewed. Got another name. It's sold to a young man who's doing all the milking and the cows.
But
and
they
still
and
have the manure.
The cows are here, and we know what grass the cows are eating, et cetera, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And as she explained, you know, a cow makes 100 pounds of manure a day, so there's no shortage. No shortage.
What are they feeding them cows?
But again, it's...
Malox.
It's extremely... There's no shortage of that, but it's extremely... useful fertilizer, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much part of an ecosystem.
You've got a really intensely biodegradable package there.
Absolutely.
It marks all the boxes.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
A very nice story was we were up at the high school on Thursday. Two teenagers helped rescue the person who was in the fiery accident in Cornwall. That was last week. The car hit a pole, turned over, and was in flames. And these two teenagers, one on either side of the road on Route 7, who live on either side of the road, saw it, ran out, and helped break open the doors and get her out before could have been real tragedy. And so they had a pep rally, the end of the pep rally, Jim Vanicky, the assistant fire chief in Cornwall, came and honored these two young people, Naya Borst and Emil Urbanowitz. And hats off to them. The kids really were incredibly brave, and thankfully all ended well. I think they're going to be honored also at the Cornwall Selectmen's meeting. Also had the gala on Saturday night for Housatonic Youth Service Bureau gala, and Mary Ellen and Jerry Baldwin were the honorees for all that they have done in the community. It was a lovely event at the Interlaken. Looking ahead, on Saturday is the annual meeting of the Sharon Historical Society, and then a talk by Sam Tannenhaus on Buckley's of Sharon. He's written a book. As you know, the Buckleys were prominent people in the town, and he's focusing on Bill Buckley, which sounds like an interesting read. But as we all know, they were, as I said, quite well-known in the community and went on to do a lot of work.
Yeah, well, Bill was a conservative commentator in all outs. He was, for a while, there almost the voice of the right, if you will.
Yep, firing line and National Review.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is it for now.
All right. Well, we appreciate your adventuring, and we will hear what you have to say next time.
Yes, hopefully it won't be as wet if I have to be outside.
Yeah, but always we need this. We need this to tamp down the fire hazard possibility.
So no, it's good.
It's a great thing.
But it could be a little bit warmer.
Well, yeah, it could be a little warmer. But the fact that the key point is it's gentle rain that's soaking in, not the pounding down. So
yeah,
I'll take a little bit of
hard
that
when and, you're trying to read your notes on squishy paper later on.
Yeah, and it's real chilly into the bone. But
no, it was. I was freezing for the rest of the day.
I prefer this over wildfires later in the season.
And we all have to cheer our UConn women. Fabulous ending to a season. National champions.
All right.
Very good.
Excellent.
Once again, thank you very much. Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving, wandering reporter with What's Going On Out There, Ruth.